From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. With a claim of responsibility for a massive attack in a Kurdish-controlled city. A twin bombing struck a crowd in a predominantly Kurdish town in northern Syria Wednesday. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
A crowd of young men dug frantically through the rubble of a building demolished by the blast to pull a man who was still alive from what remained of his home. An old woman whose home was destroyed cursed the perpetrators. A reporter for VOA's Kurdish service, Zeyna Omar, was among those injured in the blasts. Members of his family were also wounded. Rami Abdulrahman of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights told Arab media that a suicide truck bomb demolished the facade of the headquarters of the Kurdish militia, which controls the western part of Qamishli. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The United States has condemned in strongest terms a double bombing that took place at the main entrance of Mogadishu's airport during morning rush hour Tuesday, killing at least 13 people. A spokesman for the U.S. National Security Council, Ned Price, said Tuesday that the United States stands squarely with Somalia and our partners in the fight against despicable acts of terrorism that seek to destabilize Somalia. He said the United States remains committed to helping Somalia progress along a path toward peace and prosperity and the defeat of terrorist groups. The entrance target on the bombing is regularly used by employees that work at the airport located near UN offices. VOA.